Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batzel with my good colleague Anatole Lieben, who helps me understand British politics whenever I come up against a wall I can't get around and can't go over. And this is one of them. There is a report that the EU, one of their councillors, is recommending a reduction in the fee that I believe the UK is required or suggested to pay in order to join in with the collective defense thinking in the EU. This is quite separate from NATO, but then again, there's a lot of overlap. And that is a generous offer, and the UK is now asked to accept it and join. Anatole, I may have boxed this up because the EU and NATO get confusing and Labour also gets confusing. What is the issue for Brussels about bringing UK in? It would be a very big helpmate if they're going to have a collective defence to have the UK backing you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and indeed, you know, UK participation in European defence is widely viewed as essential. But of course, the problem is that Britain is no longer part of the EU. And, you know, absolutely central to this, obviously, to this effort at European rearmament, is investing in European military industries and in new weapons production. But that, of course, raises the whole issue of budgets, of, you know, financial packages. And the fact that Britain isn't in the EU has made that complicated. And basically, previously, the EU was trying to drive a very hard bargain for how much money Britain would have to put into this common pot. Now it seems they're, you know, as you say, they're willing, it seems, to compromise on that. But of course, I mean, that also does raise the question of whether the money is actually there or will be there, because, you know, Britain is now heading into a like France before it, into an absolutely agonizing budget, you know, on which the British government has changed its mind about six times by now over what taxes to raise and not to raise and what election promises to keep and what to break, because the money is very short and other services are in very bad trouble and the population is very unhappy. So without massive additional borrowing, you know, which drives Britain even further into indebtedness, it's not easy to see, you know, where all this money for massive rearmament is going to come from. You know, it's all very well to say that we spent much more money, you know, on defence during the Cold War. Yes, but then we had much bigger military industrial complexes still, and our economies were in much better shape.
Germany is said to be rearming. Germany is said to have, I think, passed or considering passing not a draft, but registration for the draft. And the defense industry is kicking into gear. There's a breakdown in talks about the Eurofighter with France. That might be a sidebar. In other words, there's lots of stirring on the Titanic out there in Berlin about defense. Is that happening in London?
Well, there's lots of talk, yes. But, I mean, as in Germany, you know, Britain is facing really severe shortfalls in volunteers, right, for the British Army. And, you know, so much so that a growing proportion of the British Army is made up of non-British, of non-citizens. And without reintroducing the draft, it's not easy, or finding money hugely to increase military salaries, it's not easy to see where these extra troops are going to come from.
So therefore, what we have here is the EU is offering a cut rate, but the UK might not even have enough money to take the cut rate. And we wait the fall budget. We wait for decisions in Parliament, which are speculative at this point, given the trouble in Labour. Anatole Levin has guided me to even more questions, but we'll come back to that another day. He's at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. There's a peace plan, maybe. 28 points, maybe. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.